We turn now to you, our listeners, for stories of cross-cultural blunders. Last week, we asked you to tell us about a time you tried to say one thing in a foreign language and something else came out entirely. And oh, how the letters and calls flowed in. Many involved words too naughty for us to repeat on the radio, but all were funny. Ellen Seiler of Princeton, New Jersey, lived in Paris as a young woman. After serving dinner one night to some French girlfriends, she made a pronouncement.
I thought I was saying, I hate being fat, but I love the way you get that way. I said, je déteste le fait d'être grosse, mais j'adore le moyen de devenir. And they burst out laughing. I said, what have I said? And apparently what I said was, I hate being pregnant, but I love the way you get that way.
Jason Owens of Brookings, South Dakota, teaches German these days, but remembers when he first went abroad as an exchange student.
My host family took me camping my first day in Germany. They were worried that the air mattress they offered me was too thick or too soft. They laughed themselves kaput because instead of answering, ich liebe auf dicken Matratzen zu schlafen, I love to sleep on thick mattresses, I'd accidentally said, ich liebe auf dicken Matrosen zu schlafen. I love to sleep on fat sailors.
Emily C. of Baltimore is a nurse. She traveled to Indonesia after the 2004 tsunami to help with the relief effort. One of her jobs was to carry vaccines from the city to small villages.
We took a helicopter from Banda Aceh to a remote peninsula, and I had them in a cooler, and they had to be refrigerated. But there was no electricity on the ground. Everything had been destroyed. And they recommended that I go to a Indonesian military ship anchored off the coast there. So I, you know, went on board and I introduced myself saying, Selamat pagi, saya perawat, and which is, hello, I'm a nurse. So I said, Selamat pagi, saya perawan. And all of the officers stood up straight. They're very serious, austere, and they just stood up and looked at me. And the English-speaking doctor said, you didn't just say you're a nurse. You just said, hello, I'm a virgin. And that is how I represented America in the tsunami.
And we end with a call from Camille Kakozaki, who made his gaffe in English.
20 years ago, I had a meeting with a marketing person, and we were trying to calm a customer down. And I got mixed up in my words, and I said, instead of saying ace in the hole or ace up your sleeve, I said, this is an ace up your hole. Needless to say, that broke the tense moments in the meeting and all went well.
Luckily, Camille kept his job. But, dear listener, your next assignment is to tell us about a job you lost. Call in your story to our homework hotline. That's 202-408-5183 or send it by email. Our address is homework@npr.org.